And now it's time for the Sports Kings from Queens.
Good evening, everyone. Today is Monday, February 12th. We are the Sports Kings from Queens. We have a Super Bowl champion. This is a special Super Bowl show. I'm Gino. I'm here, Kevin. I'm here, Darren. Listen to us anyway. You get your podcast. Like, subscribe. Follow us on Facebook. Give us a like. Give us a share. Guys, we have a Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl 58, in the books. The Chiefs beat the San Francisco 49ers 25-22 in overtime to win their second in a row, their third in 4 years. Mahomes hit Mecole Hardman with 3 seconds left in the overtime to secure the victory. Chiefs go on. Mahomes wins his third straight Super Bowl MVP trophy. Darren?
I'm going to correct you on something minor. It's 3 and 5 years because in the middle they had the Bengal Ram game, but and they lost the one to the Buccaneers after they won their opener against the Niners. But hey, listen, what was a kind of a snooze fest to start a little bit turned into an epic fourth quarter and overtime, which was everything that we were looking for. It was a lot of drama, a lot of excitement down the stretch. But to start this game off, it looked like the Niners controlled both lines of scrimmage to me. I felt like they had control of the game. Every now and again, the Chiefs would make a play just to kind of rise up and stop it. But even though he had 22 carries and 8 receptions, I thought McCaffrey was completely underutilized in this game. I don't know what you guys thought, guys.
I was surprised after the game to read the stats and showed he had 30 touches. It didn't feel like he had 30. Like I said, the way it felt like McCaffrey ran the ball, it felt like he was picking up 5 or 6 yards on almost every run. I would have fed him even more.
Yeah, it just seemed like the Chiefs would rise up at an occasional play just to kind of stem the tide and kind of hold them to 3 or force the punt or whatever it was. But it looked like I don't know. This is, Chase Young came out like he was on fire. You didn't hear from him after the first quarter, but for the first quarter, he looked like he was on fire. He was owning Smith at left tackle, and then. You know, actually, Bosa played great the whole game. Yeah. Hargrave probably had the best game I've seen him play the entire playoff. And Armstead seemed like he was everywhere. So I thought that front four for San Francisco really kind of controlled it. Pacheco couldn't get running. Mahomes couldn't find an angle to run until later. He couldn't find any alleys to run at all. And I thought that San Francisco, when this game, and we're going to get into a lot of details of it, when this game was only 10-3 at the half, I was saying, wow, the Chiefs are in this. They shouldn't be, because I thought San Francisco is that much better. Kev?
Yeah, just a general point. You know, the 49ers on their pass rush were very in control. So they stayed in their pass rush lanes. They never tried to collapse and let Mahomes escape outside. So Bosa and Young set the edges, especially early, to really contain Mahomes in the pocket. And I think that threw him off a little bit, too. He wasn't able to get out and create plays like we've seen Mahomes do his whole career so far.
Well, when it counted down the stretch, he was able to do so. But early on,
first half they were right. First half, they were very good at doing that. Yeah, you're right. The second half, I think Reed went against what's been his, you know, calling card the last 3 or 4 years, where he actually had some designed runs for Mahomes. You don't see the Chiefs do that. You don't see them call designed runs for Mahomes.
He got hurt.
They had a few in there.
Yeah. Listen, I think some of this had to depend on the fact that Pacheco kept freaking fumbling the damn football. Now, he only lost the football once, but I mean, I felt like every other time he got the ball, he was juggling it. He was misplaying it. I mean, they fumbled the ball 5 times yesterday. They only lost it once, but they fumbled the ball 5 times. Pacheco, he's got to hold on to the ball. So I don't know if that had any impact on Reed's play calling as we got into the third, fourth quarter, where all of a sudden he's like, all right, maybe I got to give Mahomes some of these runs. But, yeah, I mean, Darren, to your point, I thought 10-3 at the half, I said, wow, this has got underwritten all over it, and this has got Mahomes all over the second half. San Francisco, to me, outplayed them on the line like crazy in that first half. They wound up only getting 10 points. And honestly, they got the field goal. And then the touchdown is on this flea flicker, basically. And, you know, other than that, they didn't score a regular touchdown. So, you know,
and that was an 8-inch touchdown because they would have been at a 3rd and 2, but Snead commits the what's it called, unnecessary roughness by smacking the helmet of one of the 49ers. I can't remember who it was off the top of my head right now. I think it was Jennings. I'm not 100% sure. He smacked him in the head. It was either Ayuk or Jennings, one of the receivers he hit. And that gave it would have been 3rd and 2. I'm not saying they don't get the first down, but it would have been a 3rd and 2. Instead, they get the first. They move it up. Two plays later, they do the flea flicker. Bolden's out there, but he couldn't read the pass. He went too wide. You know, Karlaftis is getting blocked. He couldn't get to it. And McCaffrey just walked in, basically, untouched.
And some of the announcers actually made a comment that the center was actually an illegal man downfield on there and should have been flagged. The play should have come back, but it never got called. But I mean,
I didn't really notice it, so I can't speak to it. But
I didn't notice,
you know, that ball was in the air forever, so you never know.
For the Chiefs to get through the first half down 10-3, I thought this was right in their wheelhouse, you know.
And like I said, you know, the San Fran with the mistakes, you know, unexpected to have McCaffrey fumble. But just on the first drive, you know, it was McCaffrey for 6. It was Usage for 18 from Purdy. McCaffrey again, 11 from Purdy. McCaffrey, 11-yard run. So they were 4 plays that moved, you know, 40-something yards. And then McCaffrey all of a sudden fumbles. I mean, the 49ers looked like they were going to march right in for a touchdown that opening drive. Kansas City goes 3 and out. The second drive even, you know, they had a couple of real nice plays. Williams gets called for the false start. He gets called for the hold. All of a sudden they punt. So, you know, San Francisco was shooting themselves in the foot so many times in that first, especially in that first quarter.
And then after the Moody field goal that gets them to 3-0, the Chiefs throw the
record ball. The record-setting field goal for an hour.
It lasted a quarter, but, you know, but you got the field goal 55. And you had no confidence in Moody at all coming in. And, you know, for the most part, we'll get to the one miss, but for the most part, he played really, really well. And then all of a sudden, you know, they throw the bomb to Hardman. And the safety just takes an awful play on it. He just basically stopped moving. I'm not saying he stops it or anything like that, but we've seen Mecole Hardman enough over the last 5 years to know there's no lock he's going to catch the ball. But he comes down with it. And then Pacheco, who doesn't fumble very often, even though yesterday, he puts it on the floor. Kelsey goes crazy, knocks into Reed, which is unacceptable. I'm sorry. Yeah. You know, I know it's a Super Bowl and you're not going to bench him, but my God, he should be fined for that. You can't knock into your head coach. You can't try to show him up with every camera known to man out there. I know he's just being passionate, but he's being immature and he's being stupid. And you know what? You're not a good blocker, Travis. So let's not stop pretending that you are and that you would have done a better job than Noah Gray, because there's no guarantee you would have. Gray missed his block. I'm not saying he didn't, but geez. You know, the funny thing about those Chief tight ends, Gray's the only real tight end. Blake Bell was a quarterback at Oklahoma. Kelsey was a quarterback at Cincinnati. They've all transferred to the position, but they all came in as quarterbacks. Gray's the only one that started as a tight end. But they, you know, nonetheless, the Chiefs give it right back, and that's when the 49ers came down and get their touchdown.
Well, there was 2 drives after that because
from they had a punt on the next one. But they moved the ball up and switched the drill. They moved the field position a little bit.
A huge call, though, there was a horse collar.
Yep,
it was close.
That was real borderline. But dug San Fran out of the hole, got them to punt and flip the field position. And then when the defense held them 3 and out, it got San Fran decent starting position rather than back in their own 8.
Now, and we're going to get to more of it later, but the one thing that I could say about both punt returners, they both looked shaky all night. None of them had anything going. Richie James looked lost. He was muffing the ball all night. McLeod, obviously, it didn't hit him, but he didn't make the – you got to dive on the ball on that fumble. You can't sit there and try to pick it up. You got to dive on it. And so I thought both punt returners were awful. luckily they didn't turn it over more than they did.
And right around there is where Dre Greenlaw injured himself. It was right around that time frame, you know, within those couple of drives before they scored right there. That's when he injured himself.
Just running onto the field, tore his Achilles.
Non-contact, just running onto the field,
We know about Achilles injuries, don't we, Darren?
Well, we do. So then, you know, it's 10-0, and the Chiefs get the ball. They're moving it down the field here. And Shanahan inexplicably doesn't use his timeouts to try to get the ball back. They let the Chiefs run the clock all the way down. I thought this was a mistake by Shanahan that I couldn't understand, is that they could have gotten the ball back I don't know, you know, what, a minute, maybe 50 seconds, maybe 48, not what they got it back at. And what ends up happening is, you know, the clock runs out for the half and it's 10-3 with the Chiefs getting the ball to start the second half. And if you're like me, you're wow, Mahomes is going to, they're going to figure it out. They're going to come down the field. But he throws a pick in the first drive.
Yep.
He sails it on Kelsey. Yeah.
Before the half, exactly what we talk, what we keep talking about week after week, which is time clock management.
Yeah,
Shanahan, not using that timeout. I mean, it's unbelievable. So
Shanahan had a hit or miss game in a few spots. I thought. I mean, I don't think you can criticize Reed on much of anything, but I think you could criticize Shanahan on a couple, and a couple I agreed with, a couple I didn't, and we'll get more into them.
All right.
So then, honestly, as they were driving, I really wasn't paying attention to Shanahan not using the timeouts.
Oh, yeah, I was.
It didn't really cross my mind that much, surprisingly.
Well, because the whole thing is that, you know, the Chiefs haven't shown the propensity all first half of moving the ball much. They have one big play outside of that.
Yeah.
That was it. So you feel like San Francisco's controlling the line of scrimmage. And they got a sack on Mahomes to force that field goal, you know, to make it 10-3. But the fact was that they had a real shot of getting the ball back with probably about a minute to go with Purdy playing well. He wasn't great, but he played well. And I was stunned they didn't give him that shot. Maybe you start off with a screen, or you start off with a screen or a draw to McCaffrey. He probably gets 8 to 10 yards because that's the way he was doing it in the first half. Kev?
Yeah. The Chiefs got 1st and 10 at the 14. The Chiefs called a timeout with 1:09 left.
Yep.
And then they went Mahomes to Rice for 3, Rice for 2. Kansas City called a timeout there with 30 seconds left. Mahomes get the sack. San Fran finally called a timeout. Yeah. Like you said,
with 20 seconds left. I mean, 23, really. And then they kick the field goal. And you're like, you know, they could have had the ball back, I don't know, 50 seconds, 45 seconds. They could have had enough time to – it doesn't take much. Moody was already hit a 55-yarder in this game. You're not looking for a lot. The conditions are perfect.
All right.
So I thought that was a weird way.
So we go back, Darren. So we go back to the third quarter.
Yep.
Mahomes throws the interception on the
first
drive. Go ahead.
Yeah, set up by that, you know, Mahomes pitch to Pacheco that was a little high and behind him, but Pacheco still needs to come down with that. That lost 12 yards, put him behind the chains, and Mahomes forced one on third down.
Creed Humphrey, the last two games, cannot snap the ball from center. There's got to be at least 10 to 12 per game that are rolling back there are really low. The fact that Mahomes is able to control most of them is pretty impressive in its own right, by the way.
My wife had actually made that comment to me. She's like, "What? Why are the snaps all so low?"
It's just funny. He's just so natural. He makes a play out of it, but it was crazy. So then the 49ers do nothing with it. They come out incomplete. They get the false start, then the second incompletion, then the scramble, and then they end up punting. So the Chiefs get buried back deep. And after back-to-back punts again, then the Chiefs get down for that 57-yard field goal. Kev?
But one of the unsung plays in the game was Townsend there, 53-yard punt from backed up in his own end zone and got a fair catch too, so no return. So 53 net just got them well on the other side of the field.
Again, both punters I thought had a good game. I thought both punters punted well. Kev? I mean, Jake?
So before that field goal, so Kansas City got the ball back at that point. There was 5:40 left on the clock in the third. And it's at that point I'm saying to myself, they need to get the ball in the end zone here. It's still 10-3 at this point, right? But at this point, they need to get the ball. They need to put points on the board. Touchdown, field goal. It's important the way the momentum kept swinging back and forth after the interception. Then they got all these punts in between. I'm like, okay. If Kansas City is going to get back in this game now, they need – and I put it down. I made a point of writing it down and said, KC needs to put points on the board here. And sure enough, you know, Mahomes had that 5-yard run, and then he followed it up with a 22-yard run. They got themselves in field goal position. Butka for 57, and it's 10-6. And then
low kick. Looked ugly. The fact that wasn't blocked is surprising. It was almost like, but you know what? He had leg for 67. The ball hit the net in the back. It just was, wow.
That was a line drive.
And at that point, I'm saying to myself, okay, if I'm Kansas City now I feel like I've got control back here. I could take a little breather. It's 10-6. I'm only down 4 points now. let's see where this goes. So go ahead. You continue, Darren. So they,
so that was 10-6, and they exchanged punts, but on the chief punt, it hits the up back. McLeod, I guess, was trying to get him to wave off. He doesn't. The ball hits off his heel, and McLeod goes to go for it, but it seems like he's trying to do it standing up, where he's trying to pick it up. He doesn't dive on it. Chiefs recover, get the ball to 16-yard line, and all of a sudden, a team that has not been in the game all night, really, is in position. And all I say that I look over to the people that really know the game, Margaret and Megan, you got to go up top here on the first play. And they did. You got the turnover, go up top. Nobody covered Scantling. They blew the coverage. They all went with Kelce. They let Scantling open. That was the easiest touchdown throw that I think that Mahomes will have in his life, except for the last play of the game, which was relatively easy also.
And Darren, Marquez Valdez-Scantling touchdown, anytime scorer?
Plus 750, baby.
That's beautiful. There it is. That's beautiful. So
I was very, very happy with that. And the Chiefs are all of a sudden up 13-10, but then Purdy leads him down the field. The kid showed some gumption. You got to love it. I mean, and, you know, there was some big plays in it, too. Big play to Jennings, big play to Ayuk, got him to the 20. And on 4th-and-3, Shanahan goes for it. And you know what? It was pretty well covered. It was a really nice pass. He hit Kittle on the outside, and Kittle extended the ball for the first down. He clearly got it. I know they were discussing, did he get there? He clearly got it.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, he hit Jennings over the middle on the all-out blitz. Jennings breaks the one tackle, and he gets in. And it's 16-13, and Moody gets the extra point block, Kev.
Yeah. Well, first on the Jennings. Trivia, I'm sure you heard it. He is now the second player ever to have a passing touchdown and a receiving touchdown in the Super Bowl. The other one is?
Nick Foles.
Yep.
Absolutely. So now it's 16-13. But, this changes the entire game the rest of the way. Anyway, yep.
A font of random knowledge. Go ahead. A
font of random useless knowledge, but yep. We all are. But yeah, like you said, you know, all of a sudden you keep it within three. Kansas City never has to, as the game progresses, never has to worry about going for the touchdown, trying to make up for something that way. They were fine settling for field goals because it kept the game extended.
And then from this point on, no defense really stops the offense completely. Everybody's moving a little bit. The Chiefs then decide to answer right back with a field goal of their own. A couple of big passes to Kelce and another to Watson. A 3rd-and-goal sack by Hargrave keeps him out of the end zone again. And the Chiefs kicked the field goal from the 6. So now we're tied at 16.
But at 1st-and-goal from the 4, you know, you go Pacheco for 1. The incompletion, the sack. It's like, boy, if you're a Kansas City fan, you're really looking for them to punch it in there.
Well, the fact of the matter is they haven't been able to run on short yardage all game. So
You said that every week for the last
couple. The problem is what this team should be doing at that point is you bring McKinnon in. You spread everybody a little, and you give him the ball up the gut where they're not looking for the run because they're keying on him. And without Tooney, there's no dominant offensive lineman on that Chief front. Humphrey's nice, okay? You know, Smith is nice. They're all okay, but the more dominant line is the San Francisco defensive line than it is the Chief offensive line, especially without Tooney. There's nobody to bank on.
McKinnon played, but I don't know if we really know how healthy he was.
No, he had a couple of catches, and I would have given him the ball.
That's the only thing I'll say on that, because I think if you know McKinnon is completely healthy, that's McKinnon right up the gut.
Well, that's the problem
McKinnon
is,
if you have to 2 times in a row right up the gut. And I just don't know. I just don't know how healthy McKinnon was in this game. He played. He's fine, but I don't know.
If he's dressed and he's going to play, you either pull the plays for him or you don't.
He got no rushing attempts in the game, so I don't know how healthy he really was, to be completely honest.
Well, he's more of a guy catching it out of the backfield than running it, but I think you have to slam it in there once or twice with him because that's how you're going to free it up. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, the 49ers come right back again. And you know what? You got to love the way Purdy kind of played this. Couple of big passes again. Big pass to Jennings led to, they led to the score, but they stopped running the ball. It just seemed like they only relied. You're in a tie game, and the ball stopped going to McCaffrey enough, in my opinion. I thought down the stretch, McCaffrey was getting 4 yards every or 5 yards every time he's touching the ball. And every now and then they catch him for a loss or they catch him for a no gainer. But, you know, I thought that they kind of got away from it. And then you get down there and they're playing with the fourth down and they go for the field goal, Kev. Thoughts on the 53-yarder?
I've got it's fourth and five. Moody made the 55-yarder. You wish it was less time left, but I've got no problem taking the field goal there. You've got to take the lead.
Because it's with 2 minutes to go, they get they have it. They throw the incompletion quickly. The Chiefs send the all-out blitz. McDuffie gets a deflection on the pass, and it hits the ground. And all of a sudden, it's 1:57. So you're saying to yourself, if you get the first down, you can lead the clock and win the game on fourth and five. But if you miss it, the Chiefs only have to go about 30 yards to win the game, right? So I had no problem with the field goal there either. G, did you have a problem with the field goal at that juncture?
No, not at all. Points on the board. Been saying it all year. Get the points on the board. We'll worry about time clock and everything else as we go. So then
here come the Chiefs. They come right back, and they move it. They give it to Mahomes with 1:57, two timeouts, right? And did anybody here have any doubt that he was going to lead them at the field goal range?
No.
I really didn't. I thought he was going to get them down the field. But we get a fourth and one. And they run the play around right end, and he gets the first down. It was crucial. They tried third and one to Pacheco. Again, stopped. Pacheco runs hard, but he does not break tackles. Am I missing something, Kev?
No, I have. Go ahead, Kev.
Go ahead, Gina.
No, go ahead.
Oh no, I'm sorry. These are the pass, but I'm thinking of the overtime drive. My mistake. Okay. So they get down the field, big passes to Kelce, then Gray, then Kelce again. And they get a chance to win it. Mahomes throws it to Kelce instead of Rice, who's seemingly kind of open over the middle, but he didn't see him. So they settle for the tie. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of the overtime. I jumped
ahead. That's okay. That's what my notes were wrong because I know I've been wrong.
I missed it.
So during that drive, though, Kelce does catch a 22-yard pass. He gets him down to the 11. That's the big play of the drive. That got him really in range, Kev.
But that's a third and seven. You know, if you're the San Fran, that's the play you need to make is on third and seven at the 33. At least force, if you're able to force the incompletion, you force Kansas City to decide they want to try the 51-yarder to tie the game. All right. With Butker, you expect Butker to make it, but it's still 51.
And here is the random observation. So in the last 4 minutes of this game, Tony Romo said there are too many permutations to figure it out four times. How many permutations are you going to talk about, Tony? He said it four times. I wrote them down.
Tony likes to hear himself talk.
Every time somebody scored and he said, oh, there's too many permutations to figure out who can win and blah. Tony, make a decision here, buddy.
I'm glad I was at somebody's house where I wasn't hearing a lot of Tony Romo.
That's why I stay home because I got to watch the game. So my whole problem is they have 6 seconds left. I would have tried one more play because I had a timeout in my pocket. They just kicked it anyway with 6 seconds. If it was 4 seconds, no. 5 seconds, no. 6 seconds, yes.
Well, it looked like, you know, on that first down play, it looked like they called a timeout with nine, and all of a sudden you look and there's 10 seconds on the clock, and you start thinking to yourself, there's two plays there. That first one took four. And with Mahomes, I trust Mahomes enough to get that one more playoff.
I would have given it with 6 seconds. I know I have a timeout left. Even if he feels like there's pressure coming, hit your knee, call timeout, kick the ball.
This is the one time I disagree with the two years. Just kick the damn field goal. Stop playing around.
I thought six was enough time.
I would have played one more play. I would have.
This is a manageable 29-yard field goal. Just. Put the dead ball through the uprights and let's worry about it. So go ahead,
Darren. I get what you're saying. So now we go to overtime. And here's the question. The Niners win the toss. They elect to get the ball first. Gino, do you defer? Do you kick, or do you receive?
So in spite of what everybody's talking about, I think I still want to put points on the board and put pressure on the other team to either tie me or beat me. I don't think I want to leave it up to the other team to put points on the board and then I got a match. And I know we're going to get into it a little bit because it's been talked about nonstop all day today, but I still think that that's the right play. And, you know, Shanahan's defense was on the field. If you want to give him a break, I get it. But at the same time, for me, I want a chance to put points on the board. Listen, this is the Super Bowl. I got to have some kind of, trust in my defense that they're going to stop somebody at some point, even though this is Mahomes. I mean, honestly, Kev, what do you think?
I was in agreement with Shanahan too. I think you take the ball. I want to score. I want to make sure that I, like you said, I want the points up on the board, especially the fact that I've been able to move it. I've been able to get at least out to field goal range. Like you said, the defense was just on the field on the last drive. They're tired. They needed the break. And I think Shanahan's perspective is you put points up on the board. The other team matches you. Then it's sudden death, and then you've got the ball in the third possession.
That's what I mean. The only reason why I agree with Shanahan is the third possession. I'm not worried about that. I'm thinking that I'm going to score because I've scored now. They might score, but I'm getting the ball in the third possession. And the problem with the whole I'm sorry, Kev.
Especially if you're able to get the touchdown.
Well, of course. Yeah,
and you go up 7. Now, apparently they talked to Reed afterwards. Reed said he was going to go for 2 if it came down to that. But now here's what you're doing. You're putting the onus.
Actually, it was Chris Jones. It wasn't Reed.
Oh, it was Jones. Chris Jones.
And I'll get that into context in a little bit. But go ahead.
But to me, you know, now you're putting the onus on the other team. And now if you've got the touchdown, if you're up 7, you're defending the end zone. If they score, they can get the extra point, continue it. Then you've got the edge because of sudden death. If they want to go for 2, now you've got a second chance to keep them out of the end zone on one play to win the game. So I think
the other point is to this, Kev, is that the Chiefs had scored how many touchdowns up to that point?
Chiefs had scored
I could put it in one finger. One,
right? Yeah.
They kicked 4 field goals. So it wasn't like your team was getting blitzed with touchdowns. And the drive was a 16-yard, one-play touchdown. It wasn't like they've been moving it down and then getting 7. They were settling for 3 all night. So now I'm saying to myself, I get the ball first. You want to get a touchdown. You expect to get a touchdown. The 49ers move it down the field. I mean, you're right? I mean, sorry, before I get into
it. And to Kev's point, it's not like – I haven't put points up on the board in 2 quarters. A lot of these points are in the fourth quarter. So exactly what you said, Kev, which is I should have a little faith in my offense. I'm moving the ball. I'm putting some points up. They're field goals. I get it. But you are putting points on the board here. It's not like I've gone 3 quarters and haven't scored on this team. You know what I mean, Kev?
Yeah. If it's, you know, if you haven't scored in the second half and it's just a defensive battle, where you feel like your defense is just going to go out and dominate and shut the other team down, and you get good field position after the punt, then it's a different situation. But I think this is not a cut and dry, here's what you do every time. This is one that you've got to feel the game and use your gut to decide what you want to do. Screw the analytics, screw all that other crap. Decide in your gut what works in this situation based on what my team is doing.
So then the 49ers hit the ball, and they're facing 3rd and 13. And McDuffie commits the hold that gives them the first down. It's going to be 4th and 13. They're going to punt, but the hold – and he held them. He got around the waist. So you had to call it. And then all of a sudden, two big plays, Ayuk and McCaffrey, and they get them down to the 26. So now the 49ers are on the move. And on a 2nd and 12, they get a big play to Jusek. He gets the first down. So now they get it down, and they move it down. They get to the 15. They get to a 3rd and 4, and they throw the incompletion, and they kick the field goal. Boys, points or go for it?
I've got to take the points. You've kept them out of the end zone. I take the points.
G?
You know how I am. I want the points on the board at all times. I'm putting points on the board. So they kick the field goal. It's Moody. It's a 17-yard field goal. Darren, did you think they should have kicked?
They went for the 4th and 3 earlier in the game. This is a 4th and 4. I would have went for it because I don't want to give Mahomes a chance to beat me. Now, with the I'm just saying it's Mahomes, and I'm just saying that, you know, they got stopped on the last one. Even though I made the whole big statement, they only had 1 touchdown, they got stopped late because of the clock, kind of, so to speak. They might have gotten in if they had a few more seconds to the time. So I'm starting to think that Mahomes has it figured out a little bit. I would have went for it. I agree with every other field goal, but I would have went for that one.
So here's the only reason why I don't go for it there, and that is if I put three on the board, I know they got to get three to tie me or seven to beat me. If I fail on fourth and four and get nothing from that, he's got to go 60 yards, and it's a field goal, and then the game's over. I mean, you've now given them.
But on the third and four, to be honest with you, the fact that Shanahan doesn't run it to McCaffrey there stuns me. Because now it's going to set up a fourth and two or a fourth and one and a real decision most likely. Now, if he gets stopped in his tracks, fourth and four, fourth and five, and you decide to kick, I got it because you just held him up. But instead, they throw the incompletion. They get pressure. Chris Jones didn't get there a lot, but every time he did, it was a big play. And he forced the receiver was open, but he forced that ball released early. Incomplete, fourth down. They kicked the field goal, Kev.
Yeah, I was going to say, Chris Jones won the Super Bowl there.
He held him. He held the Super Bowl. Every now and again, he comes through with a play and makes the play. So,
okay.
The Chiefs get the ball back. Yeah, Kev.
So here is the key, and this is going back to either taking the ball to start overtime or not, because until now you're up three, but until Kansas City gets in field goal range, and I actually texted this to you both, Mahomes got four downs to basically move the ball all the way up the field until you're in field goal range. Once you're in field goal range, now you've got decisions to make whether you keep going or you kick the field goal. But at this point now, because of these overtime rules, it's all out there now. So go ahead, Darren.
Okay, so now the Chiefs get the ball, and nobody returned the kick all night, by the way. Everything was starting at the 25. We didn't explain it. Everybody just kicking them through the uprights for the most part, except for the one that Bucker, I think, hit the upright. So then all of a sudden, the Chiefs now facing a third and one. They try to run it to Pacheco. He gets stopped. Fourth and one. And then they call the little naked boot, basically, run, and Bosa, for the first time all night, does not hold his ground. And he's able – Kelsey's open to throw, too, as well. But he's able to run it, and he gets a big first down. Kev?
But again, a little bit more of the triple option type look almost, you know, faking it to Pacheco. And again, knowing what they've done for the last 4 years where they don't call designed runs for Mahomes, Bosa sold out to stop the run to the running back. And here's Mahomes slipping out and going against, like I said, what the pattern has been for several years now.
And Mahomes apparently told Reed, give me the ball.
Yep.
And that's what the play was called. So then then San Francisco stiffens again, third and six, but he hits Rice for 13, right? So now all of a sudden they're moving. Yep. And then the next third and one, he runs for 19. And you hadn't seen it all day where he was getting the angle in the alley, but there it was.
Second half.
Freaking way. And all of a sudden, they move it right down the field. They have a second down play. They complete the pass to Kelsey to get a first and goal at the three. I'm surprised that no one argued about the measurement. I thought that was really close to give him an automatic first on that one. I thought there was a couple that Reed could have argued. I thought that was the one that Shanahan could have argued. I mean, I thought Reed's may have been off, but I would have done it a couple times, Kev.
Yeah, I could think of about two, three times where I was surprised the Chiefs didn't challenge. Overtime rules, do they go?
Oh, I think it goes up to the clock. They didn't even look at it, I don't think.
Which to me, you've got to take time out and look at it. At least look at it when it's.
Yeah, you're right. Because of the overtime rule, I think it goes, all the challenges have to go to the booth. You're 100% right. But I thought that was a quick first down for Kelsey. It was close. Yep. He might have had it. I don't know. They didn't show the replay enough against the yard marker where you could really tell. They showed it from an angle every time, so you couldn't really tell. And then, you know, what they should have done in the early games, they passed on first down. And Hardman was wide open, and he just flipped it to him. And that was it. The Chiefs win 25-22, boys. Wow.
The same route as won them last year's Super Bowl.
So now here's the question I have for you, because there was a chance at a magical moment of the biggest blunder in NFL history if the 49ers score a touchdown. Their whole team had no idea the overtime rules. They would have all gone on the field and celebrated like they won the Super Bowl. We would have seen something that would have been historic. And you don't know that watching the game because you're figuring Reed's been talking about the overtime rules for 2 weeks. Shanahan didn't say it once.
Yeah.
So in my post on our Facebook, I said, you either go for the best team or you go for the quarterback, head coach, defensive coordinator combo. I said I'm going with the latter. And why? Because of that. Because Kyle Juszczyk, who went to Harvard, who's been in the league for 10 years, had no idea of the overtime rule. Okay? He's like, oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know. And it wasn't just him. It was several players had no clue. Meanwhile, they interviewed Chris Jones after the game. And Chris Jones says, if we won the toss in overtime, we were kicking. We were going to, if they scored a touchdown, we were going to go for two. We'd been talking about it for 2 weeks. That's what Reed had planned on. He leaves no detail, you know, left or open. He doesn't. And even though he didn't run well, I mean, he still gave the ball to Pacheco 18 times. He still kind of sticks to it, even though it's not working, just to keep them honest.
Got
to
keep them honest.
One play to work for the fourth and one play to go. You got to show that you're going to run on the ball there. There was advantages where Reed had over Shanahan that stood out to me. That one being one that his team was prepared for the overtime and San Francisco's wasn't. Jake?
And for the casual fans, I wish they really would have defined what the overtime rules were, because as that clock was ticking down, even where I was, people were asking, does the game end if the first goes to 0-0? And I'm like, no, this is basically just goes to a second overtime.
Well, it's really just a whole second game, they called it. It's a whole start of a new game. It'll be four quarters, the whole thing.
Yep.
So it would go for as long as it would. The odds of that happening are so infinitesimal with the way the offenses play now. But you're right, but they did not explain it. The closest to an explanation to was the referee, Vinovich, who said, no, you know, this is a full game now. Welcome to the start of the next game. You still have the toss. So that stood out to me as much as anything of a Shanahan blunder where his team wasn't prepared for that. Now, we all would have taken the ball. I would have kicked I would have gone for it on the fourth down inside the 10. I was the only one there. But he hit the points, so you can't argue with it. They had the points, and the defense hadn't given up anything all night. Held them to a fourth down. Mahomes found a way to scramble and get it. You know, it ended up being an epic game, but for the most part, guys, it was an ugly start to this one. It was not a fluid, fun game in the first half, I don't think.
Very ugly. First three quarters were very ugly.
Again, mistakes. You know, we saw the McCaffrey fumble. We saw the Pacheco fumble to kill scoring chances there. You know, if they're able to convert those into touchdowns, for example, you know, when you're sitting there going, oh, it's a 17-10 halftime, all of a sudden people go, oh, that's a lot different feeling than 10-3.
Very true.
And again, you know, I go back, you know, San Fran second drive, even, you know, some nice plays. Williams got a couple penalty calls. So I think a lot of it was some sloppiness. And, you know, we've said the whole playoffs, this was the Chiefs' best defense with Mahomes as quarterback. And they stepped up. They played really well. And the 49ers, which were shaky at times during the playoffs, stepped up and played really well for 2.5 quarters. And then, you know, Mahomes started to be able to get outside and make some plays. But they held up great for 2.5 quarters.
I mean, the Greenlaw loss hurts them.
Yep.
You know, Kittle got banged up during the game. Debo got banged up during the game. The Chiefs went into it a little bit more injured. They were already playing without Nadi. They had lost Amenihu. So their defensive line was down two starters. They lost Tooney, who's their all-pro guard. So they had some issues as well. But at the same time, San Francisco lost guys that they were preparing to play in the game. You know, Kansas City lost guys that were not going to play in the game. So it's a little different. Kansas City was already down to depth. San Francisco had to rely on their depth. And I don't think the depth played bad in the game for San Francisco. I just think like the Kelce play with Warner and Greenlaw, you know, on the 3rd and 7, you know, maybe it's a different situation if Greenlaw's on the field. He's a little bit of a better cover corner, cover linebacker than Warner. You know, maybe it's a little different. Maybe it's not. I mean, you know, who knows? You don't know. For the game, Mahomes 34 for 46, 333, I think he threw four or something, two touchdowns and the pick. He was sacked three times, but he had the 9 carries for 66, and basically all of those yards were in the fourth quarter and overtime. He hadn't done much before that. Pacheco got 18 for 59. Not a strong game. He had a couple of nice runs. In fact, what San Francisco kind of ate his lunch for him. Kelce had 1 for 1 in the first half, finished with 9 for 93. So he became a factor. Hardman, 3 for 57, the touchdown and the 52-yard bomb. Watson actually had a pretty good game, 3 for 56. Three big catches for him.
Yep.
Rice had 6 for 39 and Pacheco 6 for 33. Bolton all over the field, 13 tackles. Reed had 9 tackles and a half a sack. The other side, Purdy was 23 for 38 for 255. Spagnuolo today raved about Purdy, said that he was throwing against our zone, so we had to flip it back up to man. But during the season, he had been so great with man, we decided to go to the zone, and we had to adjust on the fly, and that's what Spags does. He adjusts on the fly. And they never – well, here's the interesting stat here. So McCaffrey, 22 for 80 and 8 for 80, right? So we had 160 yards of total offense and 30 touches. Great game. Samuel had 3 carries for 8 yards and 3 catches for 33 yards. He was targeted 11 times. So they were 3 for 11 when throwing the ball to Deebo Samuel. 3 for 11.
Yeah.
Kittle only had 2 catches for 4 yards. One of them was the big fourth down play, but only 2 catches for 4 yards. Ayuk only 3 catches for 49. So what the Chiefs were able to do was force Juwan Jennings to beat him. And he did. He got a touchdown. And McCaffrey. You would have thought they would have keyed on McCaffrey more and let Deebo go, but they really just kind of took Deebo out, and then he got hurt. And Kittle was really a non-factor a whole game, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Warner all over the field also, 13 tackles. Brown had 11 tackles and the pick. So very even game. San Francisco, I thought, was a little bit of the better team throughout, but Kansas City kind of made the run late, in my opinion.
And one thing, we've knocked them all year. I thought Vinovich's crew did a nice job.
They did.
I think they called the blatant stuff. They let a little bit slide on both teams, but you know, they let the players decide for the most part.
Yeah, I don't think Vinovich's crew was one that we picked on as much as a few others during the year.
Yeah.
I know that a lot of people think that his crew has been chief friendly. I didn't notice that yesterday. I thought if anything, 49ers got a little bit of a friendlier whistle than the Chiefs. I mean, not that it was a big deal. I don't think it was like anything dramatic. I just did a couple of spots in the horse collar.
They both had 6.
Oh, and the intentional grounding, by the way, which Gray kept running back for it. That's a close play. I'm not saying he's wrong, but a guy like Mahomes would normally get the would they have done that to Brady?
Of course not.
There we go. So, do you put Mahomes in near the same breath as Brady?
You have to know.
They called it on him, and Vinovich wouldn't hear anybody. Somebody was saying something. He's like, no. Grounding, and he was grounding it.
It was grounding,
He was grounding it, but Noah Gray was running full sprint back.
great try.
It was a great play.
Gray really tried to get
it
there.
It was a great play, but the Chiefs lost the horse collar in that, the 2 close plays, plus the 3rd and 13 defensive hold. So there was 3 big plays that went against Kansas City in that one, I thought. The hold I thought was real. The grounding I thought was real, even though it was close. The horse collar was close, too. All the 3 close ones I thought went the other way.
All right, betting wise, we all had Kansas City plus the 2. Darren and I had the under. Kev had the over. We had the over under at 47.5, so it was just under, but it was under.
Well, we had 9 points in overtime. It really wasn't that close for the most part.
a couple of bets that we gave you hit. Darren, MVS scoring the touchdown at plus 750. I had receptions, MVS over 1.5. That one hit. The San Francisco first half, Kansas City full at plus 650. That one hit. The one that I wanted, but I just missed it, was Kansas City plus the under, plus Mahomes over 200 yards, plus Pacheco over 70, and he only had 66 running yards, so I did not hit that. That would have been plus 1250, so that was a big one. No score, Gami. No octopus. So there's a lot of bets that didn't hit. And honestly, you know, I think Pacheco having the game he had really killed a lot of people on the props. Based on what I heard, no touchdown for Pacheco. He didn't have the over in yardage. He killed a lot of people from what I heard. But that's from the betting side, what we had. So,
well, here's the thing that's interesting. San Francisco makes, I'm not on the betting side, but overall for the team, San Francisco's got Purdy. Okay. Last pick, Mr. Irrelevant, whatever you want to call him. They're going to have to pay him now a little bit Because you look at that San Francisco, they're able to add Chase Young during the year and Randy Gregory during the year. And they sign Hargrave. And they already have Bosa. And they have Armstead. And, you know, they have Fred Warner. And they have Greenlaw. And they have all these guys on defense. And on offense, they're able to add Trent Williams in the middle of the year. They have Ayuk. And they have Kittle. And they have McCaffrey. Is their window going to start to close as they have to start paying Purdy?
Yeah, it has to.
It's. I mean, listen, you got another year before you have to do it. But San Francisco is going to have to get back there. You know, you're going to have to, you know, I think they'll probably give them the raise this year somewhat. And, you know, that's going to mean certain guys are not going to be back, like Brandon Ayuk and players like that. And Debo. I skipped Debo, by the way. So, you know, there's so much talent on San Francisco. 1 through 53, we all knew at the beginning of the year. We all thought they were the best team coming back in the league. And they were. And they showed it yesterday for most of the game. But now San Francisco's got to make some adjustments on the fly of what they're going to do as a team, because they're going to have to, they don't have a seventh round quarterback anymore. Just something to think about. The Chiefs, on the other hand, are doing this all with a first round quarterback that's making a ton of money without a lot of talent around him like he's used to having. Rice was a nice pickup. Kelsey's a stud. The rest of the guys on that offense, I mean, the Jets couldn't get Hardman on the field.
Yeah. That was shocking.
And isn't Jones a free agent this year?
Chris Jones was a free agent last year. He got the one. You remember he missed the opening game against Detroit, and now he's a free agent again. They say they're going to pay Snead and they're going to pay Jones. Let's see if they do so. They should pay both of them, because Jones is the guy that, like Kev said it, he held them up. He didn't win them down. You can't say he won in the game because you don't know if they come down, but it was as close as you could be. He made so many big plays. Whenever he got through, it was on a crucial spot. It just seemed like he knows when to time it and get it done.
Every time they needed a big play, he made it.
And they know he's coming. And they know he's coming, and it doesn't matter. He's just a star player. Second-round pick, actually, by the way. No, not a first-rounder either, was Chris Jones out of Mississippi State. So Kansas City's future is uncertain just because they have to get more weapons for Mahomes. But with that, are they going to lose defensive players? I mean, I think Willie Gay will be gone and a few other guys on that defense. But, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what Kansas City's team looks like. And now with free agency, you know, everybody can fix themselves up in 5 seconds, so to speak, guys. That's where we are in this league. So, you know, lots of cool things happen, but it was ends up becoming an epic Super Bowl. It started off slow, but boy, did it pick up. And the best player on the planet played like the best player on the planet when the best player on the planet had to play like the best player on the planet. Yeah, I don't know how else to put it, but he did. It just kind of it really stood out. And wow.
I mean, they put up, ESPN put up the numbers, 6 years as a starter, 6 AFC championship games, 4 Super Bowls, 3 Super Bowl titles, 3 Super Bowl MVPs, 2 regular season MVPs, all in 6 years as a starter. That's incredible.
And this year he beats, in the playoffs, he beats Tua and Hill. He beats Josh Allen. He beats Lamar Jackson.
On the road.
The last two on the road. And he beats the most complete team on the field in San Francisco, even though Detroit probably blew the game to them. It's still, still the most complete team was probably San Francisco.
And back-to-back Super Bowls. And 2 years ago is when Hill left.
Yep. And Hill, I don't know if you saw his quote. He was like, "I feel like the little brother that got left behind." He's like, "Listen, they chose Kelsey over Hill is what they did."
Yep.
And whether that was the right pick or the wrong pick, I couldn't tell you. But they've won 2 Super Bowls, so it's hard to argue what they've done.
Hard to say it's not the right pick.
Yeah, I know. You know, listen, would they have won the 2 Super Bowls with Hill and not Kelsey? Who knows? Hard to imagine. Because of Kelsey's size and mismatch ability, but Hill has the same type of thing, so it's crazy. But wow, what a run for this vulnerable Chief team. Yeah, this is the most vulnerable team we've seen in a few years. Amazing run. Any closing thoughts, G? Kev,
real quick, next year, DraftKings 49ers +550 to open up. Chiefs are second at +650. Baltimore +900, Bills are +1,000. Detroit's the next NFC team at +1,200.
Who do you think the Chiefs? I'm sorry.
They don't expect much competition again in the NFC for San Fran.
No, it's going to be Detroit again.
Yeah.
I guess no one has the faith in Dallas or Philly to make the bounce back on that. And then, it's going to come down to, injuries and all the other exciting things that happen in the NFL. And do we think that the Chiefs are going to be in line for the three-peat, or is next year the year that they start to crumble a little bit? We'll find out.
They have Mahomes. They have a chance.
They always have a chance. So, boys, NFL season's over for us. Now we get to focus on exciting things like hockey, the NBA, and college hoops with a little Masters sprinkled in and a little Kentucky Derby pre-races and, of course, the Derby itself. So without any further ado, actually, you know what? We're not going to do further ado yet. We're the Sports Kings from Queens. I should actually do our name first. Darren here with Kevin here with Gino talking about the wonderful world of sports. And today, the NFL and the Super Bowl. Please download, I should say, our podcast. Anyway, you get a podcast, whether it be, an Apple product or TuneIn or Spotify or whatever. You know, we put stuff on social. Like it, share it, follow our page. Do whatever you can to like and follow us as much as you can. And without any further ado, this time, without me stuttering all over the place, hail to the Chiefs, and may your sports be with you.